Well, it's already recording.
Okay. All right. Never mind.
Honestly, she thought it was really cool.
Okay. That's pretty cool. You do that. Anyway, hello guys. Welcome to the morning ride. Before we get off into a conversation and just start without doing the intro, I am a.
Wait, hold on. I got so confused for a second. Okay, wait. We're doing the intro. Okay.
All right. We're in the intro. Okay. All right.
We're doing the intro. All
right. Yep.
Yeah. You're Jerry. I'm
Jerry.
Terry.
Terry and Jerry.
I'm Steve.
Ben and Jerry. Steven. Beav. Mike and Ike.
What was your persona?
I call dibs on Ike. If you're gonna be Mike.
I'm Steve.
Okay. You're Steve.
Steve and Ike.
Steve and Ike.
Steve and Ike.
Okay. I don't know if any of you guys listened to our earlier podcasts. I believe it was actually our second one that we did this. But we're gonna do $1 million butt again. Yeah. This time
million,
we're gonna be
$1 million with a million butts.
Yes. Shit. That's definitely what I would not spend my $1 million on. I would probably invest it in stocks. Leave us an audio message. What you would do with $1 million in the I almost said comments below.
I'm gonna buy a new Lamborghini. Nah, nigga, I'm gonna buy a new mansion. Nah, I'm gonna buy a new iPhone.
That's about as pricey as they are. Alright.
I would buy out McDonald's.
It's smart.
Almost as if you can do that.
It's smart, but I don't think you could do that with $1 million. Maybe after the game is finished, when you have like a few $1 million.
Maybe if you dream hard enough.
Mill
reminder.
Maybe you could be like a partial investor and own like half of McDonald's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you could just buy half of it and be like, hey guys, I'm gonna buy half your company and be like, no.
Hold on, before we start, can I play something real quick?
Oh yeah, go ahead. Is it gonna be bad or is it gonna be good? Oh yeah, can you also skip the ad? What's puppy?
Here, we got this.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Just,
God.
Alright, everybody, we're gonna listen to some heavy...
Oh, no, not that high, please. We're gonna,
Okay, just leave it at 10. There you go. We're gonna listen to some epic beats. You ready?
God. Oh my God, I'm actually going to, like, smack you. No. No. Oh. No. 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 Bad. Very, very bad. Alright. Volume's coming back down. Not gonna listen to that ever again. I was hoping to go the rest of my life without ever hearing that song, like, ever. I don't even know who made that song.
Pump Up the Kicks.
That's actually a good song, though. That's the thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to start, or would you like me to start?
On the $1 million butt?
Yes. Do you want to play rock, paper, scissors for it?
You can start.
Okay, that's fine. $1 million?
Long and hard.
Yeah. Think long and hard?
Yeah. Think of the longest and hardest thing.
Okay, I'm thinking of a tree. What are you thinking of? It's pretty hard.
Thinking of one of these erect poles right here with that bird up there. You see that bird on the lamppost up there above the traffic light? Over there, Tate, not here.
Oh, I do see it.
Yeah, see, he's overwatching everything. He's overwatch. Get it?
Ah.
Okay. Anyways, what's your $1 million what?
$1 million butt. Every time you sat down in a seat and you went to stand back up from the seat would just, like, come with you. Like, the seat would be stuck to your ass for, like, a solid 20 seconds.
Just get up.
You couldn't get it off either. You just had to get up, the seat stuck to your ass, and then not.
Your, like, back's at a permanent curvature, and it's gonna, like, kill you.
Yeah, no. Only for 20 seconds, and then it just falls off with a really loud noise.
Also, your car, you would have to replace your seat every day. I'm gonna get out. We're gonna get to school. I'm gonna get out and then carry a car seat with my ass.
For 20 seconds.
Everyone's gonna look at me and be like, what the hell is that kid doing? And then the car seat's gonna fall down. You're gonna have to take it and put it back in. You're gonna have to Velcro the seat to the car. Just so that it comes off with me and then we can put it back down.
Could you imagine at school, like, the instead, because the desk is, like, well, or the seat is, like, welded to the desk, you know, you just stand up at the whole entire desk.
I would have to get up 20 seconds before the bell every, like, period.
And then just slam, boom!
It's like, I get up in Ms. March's class, and she's like, Christian, why are you standing up? Why do you have the whole desk with you? And I'm like, wait 20 seconds! 20 seconds go by, and, like, Ms. March is like, Christian, sit down, please. And then the seat just, like, falls down, and I'm like, there you go! I told you! I don't know if I would be able to take that. Because then I wouldn't be able to get out of my computer chair. Every time that I want to, like, get up and get water or something.
You'd have to stand up 20 seconds, like, before the round ends, playing the game, standing up, and then you go get water.
How does it work with a couch?
Oh.
Does the couch cushion come out with you, or do you lift the entire couch?
It depends. It's only, the part that can immediately come off, so it's, like...
So the couch cushion.
But if the couch doesn't have, like, a removable cushion, then it's the whole couch.
You wouldn't be able to stand up if you can't lift it with your ass. You gotta do, like, heavy squats, like, every day just to lift heavier chairs. What about those thick chairs in Mr. Costello's room? Those blue ones?
Those are pretty light, though.
They are?
Yeah. I actually had to pick one up because I had to move it around. They're pretty light.
Oh. Well, I'm thinking that, like... If you sit down in a really heavy, thick chair, like a full-on metal chair, you're gonna need, like, strong leg strength to, like, get that up.
No, what you do is you attempt to stand up and just lie in your back with your butt still in the chair, and then it just falls off. And that way you're just like, okay, I'm free.
You're gonna have to just lay on the floor like, guys, don't worry, this is normal.
This happens a lot. Don't worry.
It's like you're in the computer. It's like you're in the library on one of the computers, and you're sitting at one of those, like, black chairs, and you're like, all right, my assignment's done. I need to go print it. You stand up, and then the chair just comes with you, and you're just like, fuck, and everyone just looks at you, and they're like, what the hell? What are you doing? And you're just standing there, like, guys, just give me a second. And, like, the librarian looks at you, and she's like, what's happening?
Why is his chair stuck to his ass? Is that a yay or an A? What are we going with?
I would not do it.
You wouldn't?
Because I also have pottery, so we have tall bar stools. I don't know how I'd be able to stand up with those. Because then I would stand up, and there's going to be a stool just sticking straight up out of my ass. Like, I'm not going to be able to do anything with that. And I'm always sitting in pottery. Like, I can stand, but I'm always sitting because it's just more comfortable. So, no, I don't think I'd do it. No. Let's see. $1 million, what?
Oh, God. Yo, whoa, pause. Look at that car.
Pause.
Look at the car. It's just a giant dent in the side of it. Okay.
Wait, that's illegal, isn't it? Because that...
Yeah.
That his back...
It's impeding his backlight.
Backlight, yeah. It's not... Why you turn your turn signal on for that? What the fuck?
I don't know. Anyway, continue.
Okay. $1 million, what? Long and hard for this one. Give me a second, everybody. Just bear with me.
We're waiting. Don't worry. Or I'm waiting. I don't know if anyone else is still waiting. They probably clicked off the podcast at this point.
Okay, I think I have one. $1 million, but every time you throw away something, you just have 5 times the amount of trash that you just threw away just happen, like, appear somewhere on your body. So, like, if you're wearing a backpack and you throw away, like, a single water bottle, your backpack's just gonna fill up with random-ass trash. And this trash could be, like, anything.
Oh, God.
It could be, like, old McDonald's food.
Oh,
it could
no.
be old, like, an old, decaying, like, compost pile that just appears in your backpack. It could be a dead animal. It could be anything that's thrown away
dude,
in the trash.
Dude, okay. Oh, okay. Okay.
It doesn't appear in your backpack. It appears anywhere on your body where it can just, like, fit. So it can even just appear in your pocket. So you'll just be standing there and just, like, your
dude,
pocket just
expands.
I don't
want to use condom in my fucking pocket. I don't want that. Could you imagine? You're just, like, in class, right, and you toss away, like, you just throw a water bottle in the trash can to make it, and all of a sudden there's just an awful smell because you're like you're holding your pencil or something like that, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden your hand just opens and you have like a dead animal carcass. It's like, I don't want that shit.
It's like you crumble up a piece of paper and you're trying to do that like basketball sort of throw into the trash can.
It actually makes it.
As soon as you make it, you're like, fuck yeah, dude. It's just like all of a sudden you look in your backpack and you just see like 500 paper balls just in your backpack just randomly appear. And you're just staring at your backpack and you're like, oh, what do I do with this? And the thing is,
if you throw them all away, then you've got more things.
Yeah, if you throw all those away into a trash can, then more trash is gonna appear.
Yeah, God, I'm, dude. Oh, it's my character. I'm the trash man.
Your Grant would really love that one.
Dude, I'm gonna pass. I can't. I don't think I can.
You throw something else out of your car window, and then all of a sudden you look in the back, and you just see like 5 baby diapers in the back.
Dude, I'm not ready for it. No, see, the baby diapers I can deal with, like, cause like I know they smell bad, but like at least I know it's like poop, and I know it's like wrapped generally well, but I don't want a fucking used condom. Like, that's what I think that's the thing I'm most scared about. I don't want someone else's like
STI in your back pocket.
Or I don't want a dead animal either, because it's like disease. Anything disease. No, just no. It, yeah, even then, baby diapers. It's like poop from you. God knows how long ago. I'm a pass. I'm good. I'm really okay.
I probably wouldn't take it either. Oh, look at those sad dogs, dude.
They're just being transported to go somewhere.
Yeah, but look how sad they are being locked in a cage. I mean, you can see the sadness in that one dog's face just staring at us right now.
There's a puppy who's like, what is this? I want to know. Okay, so $1 million, but $1 million, but you had the superpower of changing anything and like changing any inanimate object to an object. However, it shaves. Actually, no. Every time you do it, you lose a body part.
You would become like a nugget in like 5 days.
You didn't have to use it. But not like a giant body part, just like a toenail maybe.
Like a piece of your skin,
or just like a small body part. Like you lose your thumb, you're like, oh well, fuck. Now, obviously, the more body parts you start to lose, the more it's gonna be like, you know.
Do you regrow these body parts?
You could change something inanimate, turn it into a living object, turn it into your thumb, and go.
Turn into like a bionicle thumb. Just attach it.
Yeah.
It's like your entire hand is like strong and all, but your thumb, like you could crush a man's forearm with your thumb alone. Honestly. That'd be so cool. It's like you change your old shitty car into like a brand new 2018.
No, inanimate to animate though. Has to be a living thing.
You have to change a living thing into an object?
No, and a non-living thing into a living thing. You feel? So like
the Transformers.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah. But except it could be anything. It could be like a dog, for example. It could be like...
Like those two dogs stuck in front of us in the back of a pickup truck in a cage just with the faces of dead inside.
Sure. Or like, you could change... If you're just like, dude, I just really need like a frog right now. You could just like punch a pencil and it turns into a frog. You're just like, okay.
Wait, so hold on. Turning a living thing into a non-living thing or a
non-living thing into a living thing. So,
okay.
From pencil to frog. From a road sign to an elephant. I don't know, man.
I just find a cockroach on the floor, like in the classroom, and I turn it into a chocolate bar. I lose my pinky, but then I feed it to somebody.
Yeah, but that doesn't work that way. It's only from non-living to living.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I turn someone's food into a cockroach, lose my pinky, and then they eat a cockroach.
Could do that. Good thing I don't have the same one shift as you. But yeah, could do that.
Sorry.
But then you have a pinky. You don't have a pinky.
Yes.
And it's a random body part. It could be your eyeball.
The fuck?
Yeah, you just lose a random body part.
But then you can make a new eyeball
Lose another thing.
And then have it like a bionicle eyeball so that it can like zoom in and stuff and has like X-ray and like infrared.
If you can make that, then yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I would want to turn into a living object. Like, what? Like, I don't know what non-living thing I would want to turn into a living thing and risk losing a body part. It seems very excessive. It's like, I don't want to turn my pencil into a frog. Like, just in class, hey, Ms. Marsh, look at this cool magic trick. It's a frog!
And then it's like, Chris, what happened to your pinky? It kind of just fell off.
Just like my pinky just, it doesn't even like pop off and like there's no blood that comes out, it just like falls off.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, almost as if I'm like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Everyone's like screaming, and I'm like, yo, don't freak out. This is perfectly normal. This is perfectly normal. I can give you a dog if you want, but you're gonna see some other shit and it's gonna be perfectly normal. Just accept it. I don't think I'd be able to take it.
Why? That would be kind of... I might take it.
Because then, like, what if you turn a big object into a living thing and then your forearm comes off?
It's not size dependent. It could be anything, you know? If you turn a big object into a living thing, like, you turn a, I don't know, a school bus into an elephant. It's only because the school bus is driving by. But if you turn a school bus into an elephant...
Your entire body is a fossil. It's any random
body part. Could be your head. You never know, man.
What if every object that you, like, turn into something else consecutively ends up taking off all of the fingers of one hand?
Okay.
Even though it's all randomized. Huh. You're gonna have, you're just gonna have a hand that's a stub. There's not gonna be any fingers on it. So, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to take that.
Alright.
Let us say, $1 million, but...
Are you okay, sir?
No. $1 million, but... You're... afraid of doors.
Afraid of doors?
Yes. So, if you want to enter a building, you have to enter through another way that's not a door. If you want to enter your car, you'd have to come through the sunroof. You're basically like a door homophobe. Or
door homophobe, because I'm afraid of gay doors.
Yes, door homophobia.
Alrighty.
Door phobia.
I feel like that's an actual fear.
I'm sure it is, but in this regards, you cannot enter through doors. It's like a force field. Every time that you try to go through, it just pushes you back. Look at that pupper. It's got such
a wrinkly face. I know. I saw it earlier. Dude, I don't... I feel like it would be kind of worth it. Because what I could do is I could just, like, have my window roll down on my door. Just jump in. Slide in. Or, you know what? Easy way around it. Get a convertible and just jump over the door.
But this applies to all doorways. So if you want to enter like a gas station, you're gonna have to figure out a different way in. You're gonna have to like climb into the roof.
Could you imagine?
Go through the air ducts.
You just find one of the windows and just break it up with a pickaxe. This is not a robbery. I'll pay for the damages later. I'm sorry. I just don't like going through doors. Is that cool? Cool. Awesome. Great.
The only way you can enter like every classroom for like your periods, you gotta like climb to the ceiling and like enter through the roof.
What about elevators? Are those still, is that still the door? Is that still a door? Like, or is that just an elevator?
It'll just be an elevator.
Am I afraid of elevators?
No.
Okay, we're not afraid of elevators. Cool.
But if you're like at a hotel or something, you're gonna have to like scale the side of the building to enter your window.
Well, no, that's not true. Just pop open one of the windows on the main entrance. Be like,
what if you're at one of the big building hotels where you don't have a window that's on your door?
No, not a window on my door. I'm talking about like, oh, oh, oh,
Oh. We're not talking about a motel here. We're talking about a hotel.
I thought you were talking about like the main, like the main floor, you know, if that's like there's like it's a sky rise motel. Yeah, just go on the main floor, pop open one of the windows, and climb in like on the main floor, then take the elevator up. Oh yeah, see, I'm seeing a problem here. Okay. Dude, it makes me feel like I'm living Mission Impossible, like, every day of my life. I don't know if you saw one of the newer ones. I think it came out in 2012, where Tom Cruise is, like, scaling the size of the building, the side of the building, with his, like, sticky gloves. Like, one of them fails, and he's just like, shit.
I remember seeing the trailer for that. I didn't see the movie.
I think it was it Ghost Recon? I don't remember which
one
it was.
I think it was Ghost Recon, or Ghost something.
Yeah, I think it might have been Ghost Recon. Because it wasn't the newest one that came out. It wasn't Fallout, and it wasn't the one before Fallout, because that one was the one with the other nuke situation. Then there was Ghost Recon, which I think came out in like 2012 or something like that. I don't know.
The only latest movie I've seen with Tom Cruise in it was the Mummy movie, which was kind of bad.
Mummy is actually. Are we talking about like the old Mummy movie?
The old Mummy movie was good. The latest one was bad.
Oh, I haven't seen the latest one. I only watched the first and the second one. The Mummy and the Mummy Returns, which I thought they were both.
And the latest, I saw the latest Mummy movie in Estonia. So they had, it was like all in English, obviously, but they had like Estonian translations at the bottom. So I was sitting there just watching and enjoying myself, and everyone else around me and my friend, he was, like, reading the Estonian, like, translation at the bottom. Like, everyone was reading the translation. I was just, like, sitting there enjoying myself. I was like, ha, I'm not happy that I'm American.
All right, I think I would take it, just because.
Although I'm trying to get to your first period. Just, like, everyone files in, everyone's
sitting
down.
There's windows on top of Costello's classroom, so I would just have to jump in one of
those. You would have to somehow open that and jump through that. But like, what if you're in a classroom that has no windows?
Miss Tybor, oh no! Yeah.
You're gonna have to like climb through the like air ventilation system. Everyone's filing
literally
in, everyone's sitting down, and then everyone just hears like rumbling. Everyone's hearing rumbling above in the ceiling. Everyone's like looking up, and you just see like just dust come from like the panels on the ceiling or whatever. Just like,
one of those days I should dress up and like Santa Claus and just bust through the roof and be like, ho ho ho, Merry Christmas.
It's like everyone's panicking, everyone's like, who's in the ceiling right now? And I'm like, and I know that you're like, you have like the door thing, so I'm like, guys, don't worry,
it's Santa Claus.
But it's Tate. Tate is in the ceiling. And everyone's like, what the hell are you talking about? And then I just get a chair. I, like, pull up. And I, like, bash the tile open. And you come falling down. And you land on the desk dressed up as Santa Claus. And you're like, I'm here. Don't worry, guys. And everyone's just kind of, like, staring at you like, what kind of Mission Impossible shit's going on right now? Are we about to get shot up? Hello?
Yeah. I didn't carry this sack around for a reason. It's all full of guns.
It's like the sack comes down with you, and just all these guns like come flying out. Everyone's screaming.
All these Nerf guns.
Like, yeah, spray painted Nerf guns. And everyone's screaming and panicking, and you're just like trying to calm them down. Like, hey, no, it's the Nerf guns. It's Nerf guns. Don't worry.
You shoot one of them somewhat.
So you pick up one of them, and you're like, guys, look, this is not a gun. Your finger's on the trigger, and you're like, it's not a gun. You just fire it, and like a Nerf pellet just hits someone in the face, and everyone starts screaming.
God, that's worth it. All right,
it would give you it would give you the best excuse to dress up as somebody just to break through the ceiling of some certain classrooms.
I could always wear black and then have like super high tech stuff under my clothes and just be like, hey guys, I'm cool. For once.
If I were to take it, I have no idea how it'd enter my pottery classroom.
No windows. Yeah,
there's no windows in that class. And
there's a window on the door, right?
Yeah, but it's like that small window with the metal wiring.
Could you slip through it?
No, because it's super thin. Also, that the pottery classroom has no tiled ceiling. The ceiling is open, so all the ventilation and shit is exposed. And
yeah, that's right, huh?
There's no way to climb in. It's just the doors. That's how you get into the pottery classroom.
All right, $1 million, but okay, $1 million, but you permanently have I'm not sure if that's a good one. $1 million, but every time you get hurt, instead of blood coming out normally, just like, you know, however it would, it comes out in like, you know, a lot, and it just spurts out like a it's like a little water fountain.
Like, so you, it's almost as if you have high blood pressure, like, all the time.
Yeah, but you don't. It's just, like, every time you happen to get hurt or, like, bleed. So, like, if you get a bug bite and you itch it, the blood just comes out like a little water fountain on the side of your ankle or wherever you get bit.
Dude, I would have bled everywhere on the farm.
Chris, like, I understand you're a pretty hard worker, but I think we're gonna have to send you home early. But why? Just look. just look.
I've developed so many scars from, like, going to Oregon.
Yeah.
That, like, especially this one that I got, cutting myself across the metal paneling of the chicken trailers.
That's edgy.
Blood would have went spewing out of that. Like, almost as if it was coming out of a high-pressured hose or something. And, like, I have, like, imagine just cutting, like, vegetables or something. Like, I was cutting something, and I have a scar right here on my middle finger. And that actually bled a lot. When I cut that, when I was cutting a radish, this was bleeding so much that I almost fainted.
Oh my god.
So, if that was the case, there would be, like, blood fucking flying on that. I would spray everything down in my own blood. That's so edgy. It's like someone pricks you with a pencil at school.
It just goes... No, it's not like... it's not high pressure, just like little...
Just like...
little arc. You could literally just hold it out and you just like watch blood go just... But it's like... I don't know if you've ever had like those hoses where you can adjust how big the water comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would be like... It'd be like the smallest setting where you can barely feel you can barely see the water, but if you put your finger in front of it, it'll just turn into mist. It's like that, except blood, you know?
What if the blood comes out as mist?
Oh my god, that would be weird.
That would be so weird.
That'd be weird, but, oh, dude, I don't know.
You like get a prick on your finger and then just like blood comes misting. Out, but it's misting, so no one sees it at first. But then as
all
more
sudden,
and more comes out,
all
it looks
of a sudden
like
it's
red
just
fog.
Like red fog. Everyone's like, "What's going on
everyone's
here?"
Everyone's getting covered in this red stuff, and everyone's freaking out. Like, "What's happening? Why am I all red? Ah!
Why is it sticky?"
It wouldn't even be sticky. It would be like it would have like that weird blood consistency. Like it's not.
Yeah, not sticky, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Blood is thicker than water.
Dude, you would ruin everyone's day if you were in a classroom and you got cut. You would ruin everyone's day.
Imagine being in, like, a fight. And your nose starts bleeding and it just goes...
Just, like, you have, like, an open wound on your cheek, on the crease of your nose, on your lips cut open.
I think you'd probably bleed out to death.
You have, like, a cut across your eye or whatever, and then just blood is just constantly misting out of your face. Everywhere you walk, people just see blood just, like, misting around your face, just, like, coming
out. I feel like that would be, like, a really cool concept for, like, a supervillain.
It's like a Dark Souls, like, evil villain.
So would you take it or not?
I would not take that. I would ruin the lives of so many people. I would traumatize so many people from just my blood, like, being trapped onto their body. From me just...
Simple. Just wear armor all the time. You're fine.
I'm gonna cover myself in duct tape everywhere I go. So that every time I do something and it risks getting a cut, I'll just see it on the duct tape and I don't get cut. But then it gets deeper than the duct tape, and then I start bleeding, and then, like, blood just gets stuck underneath the duct tape.
Oh,
and I take off the duct tape, and all the blood comes flying out.
No! Okay, that's enough. Alright. Go ahead, last one.
Let's see.
Okay.
Every time that you go to the bathroom, it gets announced to everyone in your vicinity.
What do you mean by announced? Like, it's Tate like, has gone to the restroom, or Tate is going...
No, you're in the bathroom details. Stall, taking a number two, and then the intercom comes on. It's like the three consecutive beeps, and it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Tate Heil has now just taken a shit. And then they start describing the consistency of it. and they start talking about your diet and stuff like that, just out in the open. Everyone knows.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I'm pretty healthy as far as diet goes. I'm just, like, I'm not sure if I want everyone to know that. I mean, I get the whole entire thing, if you have nothing to hide, hide nothing, but don't describe my shit to everyone. You kidding? Dude. I mean, it doesn't matter, because I've beat you anyway. Like, I've basically won, because I already accepted one, you've accepted none.
Attention all students, Christian Arbuzov has now just used the bathroom. He took a piss, and his piss is very dark, which means he's not taking in a lot of water. That's all, and that's it.
God, could you imagine, like, corn, because it doesn't digest, it just comes out of your
Tate Heil right, has I'm just done. Taken a shit, and it's very consistent with corn.
All right, that's
please
enough.
Remind Tate to eat better.
That's enough. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Thank you guys. We'll figure it out.
Yeah?
Yeah.